Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Unveiled. Unveiled, of course, is a Go Loud original podcast, and you can get us wherever you get your podcasts every Monday. So, it's your birthday today.
It's my birthday today.
Do you feel any different?
I feel like I need to get my top up on Botox. That's the only thing.
Older.
I'm just feeling a little bit older. No, I still feel the same. If anything, it's kind of nice. I still feel quite youthful.
What age are you now?
32.
Are you 32?
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
28.
Because you've got a little, you've got a bit of a history about lying on your age.
Do I?
Yeah.
When?
You tried to have COVID shave a few years off you.
Oh yeah, so I thought you were talking about when I was pretended I was 18 to get on Take Me Out.
Oh no. What age were you then?
I think I was like 17 and I lied.
Did they not
I was like
need
Nadine
proof?
Coyle. What?
Did they not need proof?
No, because I was interning at the time. I didn't apply to be on the show.
Stop, gosh.
Yeah, they're like, do you want to get on there? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Oh my God, Neve.
Yeah.
The glassware line have just dropped. Oh my God.
On my birthday, of course.
Okay. Just sure. Dua Lipa. Coldplay. SZA. Shania Twain. Fair enough.
Do you know you have tickets to
Yeah,
see
I
her?
Do, and I regret it, and I'm not going to go. I got caught up. I was going for the cores.
Yeah, fair.
Disclosure.
Oh, our favourites.
I know. Fuck's sake.
Is it so big?
Oh, Honey Dijon, there's so many. Jamie XX.
Why is
oh,
Kneecap
are playing. Wow.
Oh, Kneecap, wow.
Yeah. How the fuck are we going to get tickets to that?
I don't know. It's actually pretty much impossible to get tickets.
Apparently, they like favour your VPN. So it's easier to get tickets in the UK, apparently.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an old wives' tale, but it makes me sleep better.
But have you seen how big Glastonbury is?
So to me, it overwhelms me. Like, I would have to
no,
do it with...
You
it.
Wouldn't stand a chance.
No, baby.
Your impatience going from act to act would be too... I'd have to get you a chair.
I'd need...
And
we sedative, I think I'd have to wake me up when I get to the thing. But like, I would need to do it in a camper van, I think.
Oh.
I wonder if you could drive
God, yeah.
from set to set.
I mean, like, even though I do be quite lucky when I work with brands and I get to go to EP and I do the whole glamping thing, but glamping in Glastonbury is like a whole different ball game, and it's like either so expensive or you have to be in an elite fleet.
So for me, like with Glastonbury, I want to do it when, like, I'd actually love to do it for like my 40th or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When I hope
I
to have
I can actually see us doing that.
Yeah, but that, like, I feel like now I've too much outgoings. I'm hoping to be in a better financial place when I'm 40.
Oh my God,
you'll
we could
be married.
Do a joint 40th because you're 40 in the November.
Yeah.
I'm 40 in the March. We could do our 40th in the June for Glastonbury.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to, you know, donate to that cause,
we can start
set up a GoFundMe. But yeah, it just seems like one of those bucket lists, doesn't it?
100%. 100%. I wish I had of, like, I went to Coachella twice back to back, but in fairness, the time I went was the iconic.
Iconic.
Like, it,
what was that? Was that 20?
That was 2018 and
you
2019.
You haven't mentioned that you went to Coachella in about 9 episodes.
That's a lot.
Just check and see if you're okay.
Yeah. I suppose festival season is on way. So, but yeah, that was the iconic. That's the only thing with those big festivals and you're like into music and into artists, like you will see so many acts in one spot. Like I'll never be able to see the acts that I've seen again. Like I don't think I'll ever see like Beyonce, Destiny's Child.
We
like,
get it. You went to Coachella. We're jealous.
Sorry. Whatever. But yeah, Glastonbury is, I love Dua Lipa as well so much. So the fact that she's headlining.
I thought Kylie would be on it.
Yeah, same. Thinking that she's like a couple of weeks later in Hyde Park.
Yeah, and like there's always a murmur that Spice Girls are going to do it. And I wouldn't be able, like if they did it, I'd be so jealous. I never got to see them in 2019.
What?
Neve, stop. It was my friend Maria's the night before her hen or the night before her wedding.
Yeah.
Both very
important. Oh my God, Nessa, I'm just remembering a dream that I had of you that you got gold circle tickets to George Michael. And it's coming back to me in my dream.
There's so much to unpack there. Good for me.
Sorry. I just had like a little moment there.
Did I bring you
I feel like
you
that dream was like last night. No. Oh. You were down in like seats where the famous people sit and you could see that everyone was there. But like there was loads of seats that like were empty. I was like, I know how that works. They'd be like, okay, show starts in 5 minutes and you all need to come out now. And all the famous people are coming out and you could see you. Oh my God, having that dream. That's so funny. Anyway, that's mad. I feel like I had that dream last night.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things for you, honey.
I love that.
Although George Michael is dead, so it's definitely a tribute band.
Yeah, I'd take a hologram, to be honest.
But anyway, enough about that. I'm getting very, very excited for summer.
Yeah.
But speaking of summer, it got me thinking about like just the weekends and like what we up to.
What? I was like, where's she going to go?
I don't know.
Please leave that in. That's so funny. Please. That's so funny. Please leave that in.
Oh, sorry. It got me thinking what you did on the weekend.
Oh, so funny.
Sorry. I'm high on my birthday today.
Woo! My dad's reading your old age.
Anyway, sorry. How are you? What did you get up to the weekend? I actually didn't see you, apart from Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We had such a cute night on Friday.
We really did. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you for coming in and putting up a spread. When Niamh comes into the house, it's like I become a guest in my own home.
That's when you know, like, you're, like, best mates with someone. You come in, you're like, well, I'm just going to eat. And you're like, yeah, go on. You just take over the kitchen.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope you don't mind me doing this. You're like, no, off you go.
Niamh was, like, recording, like, a real thing in my kitchen. And I was like, I'll just leave you to it. And you're like, no, I don't care. And I was like, no, I'll get embarrassed for half. I was like, I had to go into the sitting room. Okay, so I had fucking such a bad experience on Saturday, right? Me and one of our friends went for a bridal fitting, right, to try dresses on.
Yeah.
It was so bad that it was actually gas. Like, by the end of it, like, me and my friend were, like, pissing. We just wanted to get out of there to, like, laugh our heads off. I had booked it, like, I'd say 7 weeks in advance.
Do you have to... See, I haven't done this experience yet.
That's mad and you need to do it.
Did you pay? Do you have to pay?
To pay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So... It's like they're around 30 euro, 30 to 35 euro, okay?
Okay. And how long did you get?
Oh, well, you're supposed to get an hour, but I was like, get me the hell out of here. So I think we stayed for like 40 minutes. I had it booked. It was as if I had walked into their bedroom unannounced, okay?
Oh my God,
it was so weird.
Unfriendly.
Kind of was saying, I liked this certain designer, right? And your one was like, okay, well, as I said to you, remember we were having this conversation in the DMs? She's not stocked here. And I was like... Okay, well, you didn't say that to me in the DMs, but I was just giving you an indication of the kind of taste I like.
Yeah, a kind of style.
So, like, so that set the tone off. Me and Sinead were like looking at each other like, what the fuck is wrong with this woman? So I was like, okay, cool, no worries. I was like, anyway, I'll try. If you've anything similar to that style, that's the kind of style I like, okay?
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, get in and get dressed. And I was like, get dressed into what? I haven't picked any dresses. They wouldn't let us browse.
What?
They wouldn't let us browse. So
that's a what?
No, so weird, right? So anyway, I was like, this is bananas. So anyway, I went in, they had one dress, I was like, that's grand. I knew, I was like, even if I find my dress here, I'm not buying it because...
No way.
And like, our friend Sinead came with us, like, she's a stylist, you know what I mean? Like,
Sinead is the most fashionable person ever. I think she's going to go in and help Jamie with his suit more than I'm going to help him.
Yeah, but she's like, literally a stylist. That's her profession.
Yeah.
So... She was like, do you mind if I like have a browse? And they were like, oh. So every dress she went to, they were like on her shoulder, like following her around.
I could imagine, Sinead.
They're like, what the hell's going on there? Anyway, one of the dresses the girls gave me, it didn't fit. It was too tight, right? So I was like, oh, this is too tight. I want to try something else. And she's like, no, it fits. And I was like, it doesn't fit. Why? Just get me another size. So anyway, she's like, no, it does. And then I was getting
irritated.
Wouldn't take much now for me to get annoyed with somebody in those situations.
No,
I mean, I know I'm not an RSL, but like, they were being rude. I was like, it doesn't fit. Mm. I was like, just enough out of that. They kept trying to make me try on these like togas. I was like, I don't like that style at all. Like, it was just so weird. It was just such a bad experience.
Oh no.
Yeah, but it was kind of gas as well.
Yeah.
But it just kept solidifying that this other place that I had gone to in Hoth.
Mm.
Oh, like, I'm actually going to shout them out, the White and Gold. They are incredible.
Are they?
I couldn't, like, it's everything you would expect and more.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and I don't know maybe if I'm, like, being expectant here, but, like, when you pay 30 euro, 35 euro, you're expecting, I thought, to get a glass of Prosecco or something.
Yeah, you are.
Nothing.
And not even able to browse dresses.
How bizarre is that? Not even able to pick what I like.
Yeah. That wouldn't be an experience I would be into.
And
I think the whole joy of it is like running around, like going through them and, you know.
Oh, come on. The bare minimum is you can at least browse the rails yourself to see what you like.
Yeah.
Or they kept showing me these awful things. And I was like, I don't really know how many times I have to say the styles that I like.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously not getting it, which is fine. Why would you? You're not in my brain. Let me browse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was appalling. So I really want to know other people who have got married or gone with their friends or whatever. Have you guys ever had any experiences like that?
Yeah, any horror stories?
Yeah.
Love to hear them.
Yeah, please. So send them in to our Unveiled Pod Instagram page, or you can email us at unveiled@goloudnow.com. But is that a bit shy, isn't it?
That's crap now. And I would sometimes bend over to like people when I go into shops. I'd be like, oh, whatever you suggest. But like, I just feel like when it's your wedding day and you're going to pick your wedding dress, like, that's madness.
Yeah, and I've just found her tone at the start.
Yeah, that was so telling.
So
yeah, I don't stop that.
Not even like passive aggressive. It was more than passive aggressive. But like, do you remember when we had those conversations? I was like, are you joking?
You think she would just be like, no, sorry, I don't know if I told you this, we don't stock that brand, but like, I could show you some kind of similar styles to that. Because, you know, oh God, no, my head be wrecked now. I'd probably cry.
No, it was kind of gas. Oh, it was actually really LOL and like,
yeah,
me and Shanae, you know, when you can like hear your friend's thoughts.
Yeah.
It was like, we could barely look at each other because it was like, I know exactly what you're thinking and I'm thinking the exact same thing too.
Well, you had a nice day then after, didn't you?
Yeah, we went into Little Lemon then. Have you been?
It's gorgeous. Oh yeah, my God. Been twice.
It's sensational.
Mm.
I couldn't recommend it enough. Then The Match was on.
Yes.
I can't talk about it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but naturally.
We went to O'Regan's because Francis and our other friend was there.
Mm.
I naturally made a swift exit from the rugby part into the cocktail bar section, which was perfectly quiet.
Yeah.
Got a great seat. I was delighted with life.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But tell me about your very glam weekend.
Oh, yeah. I had a very lovely, lovely weekend. We actually went to Adair Manor. How the other half live is beyond.
Yeah.
I felt like a princess.
As you should for your birthday weekend.
Instant aromas with Michigan fig.
Mission fig. Mission, yeah.
Mission, sorry. You know me.
Michigan is kind of like Michigan.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, it was so glam. And then, unfortunately, like, it actually took us about 2 hours to come out of the loss of Ireland losing to England. But then we were back on the party train again.
You down know? In the dumps.
It actually took us a while to get out of it, but then we did because we were in, like, it's honestly like a little adult Disneyland. Like, it's a full castle. Like, it's stunning. Yeah. But then it was so fun. We had a gorgeous time, but then we were straight home to Jim Condra living in Jamie's parents' box room.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
To humble you again. Check. Yeah.
that was nice.
Back to normality.
Like, if you had the money or you want it, like, it's so worth it. Like,
I would absolutely love to go, but it's just...
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so worth it, but if there was... You want
I struggle to pay that in Ireland, that amount.
Yeah.
It's a great gift or if some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that. But
yeah. And it was a gift. I wasn't paying for it. No, yeah. So yeah. So I had a lovely weekend and then it's my birthday week this week. But you know what's so funny? I share a birthday with my sister. She was born on my 7th birthday. I also share a birthday with my granddad. God rest his soul. And then I also have a birthday week with my best friend, my mother-in-law, and my first cousin.
That's so annoying.
And your boyfriend, David. His birthday is tomorrow.
Fiance.
15th. Yeah. Oh, fiance. My fiance.
Fiance gives me the ick. Does it give you the ick?
Yeah.
Me and Dave were telling me that we were like, it's mad sensual,
you know,
or something.
Someone in Jamie's family would be like, say fiance. You can only say it for a short amount of time. And I'm like, I'll say what I want. Me fella, okay? Yeah. Me fella. But the only thing annoying about my birthday is today is that I'm definitely due my period and I'm hot and sweaty and feeling a bit gross. Do you know?
Babe, same. Mine's tomorrow.
Are we cycle sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we are. Is that real?
They say once you start, like, well, I don't know if this is real, but you know me and the woo-woo. if you start spending a lot of time with people, you can
sync up
together. And you know what I found interesting? Did you know that the moon also has a 28-day cycle? Like the actual moon?
Like a period?
No, like the moon itself has like the full moon. And
the moon is ovulating.
Yeah.
Get indoors.
I honestly found it so interesting. So the moon cycle is also 28-day in average length. And many cultures, it's associated, like when it's a full moon, with fertility, or you'll get like your menstrual cycle.
I do.
All
I know the moon has a lot to answer for.
It does. It's a whole other world.
But you know, like in psychiatric nursing, it's like one of the first things they're taught, apparently, is like...
Didn't know that.
Like when there's a full moon.
Yeah.
It can really affect or enhance people's moods or headspace.
Well, anytime I'm feeling, if it's not my period and I'm feeling a little bit, you know, off the wall, I'm like, oh, it was a full moon. Like,
what point do we just all look inwards? We're all just like, Mercury was renegading or whatever that shit is.
But I don't know. You know me and the way I love it. So
why is that Mercury's
Mercury? I don't really know.
Retrograde. It was like Mercury's in Luke's age. I was like, yeah.
It just got me thinking, like this week, I felt like real a bit low on crap. And I was like, I should be feeling, like, obviously my mood was great after a lovely weekend. And then obviously it's my birthday today. But you know when you just can't really get out of a flump and it's like always the week before your period. And like I said on last week's episode, you're such a slave to your hormones.
100%.
And I'm just sick of being a slave to them. So it really got me thinking, because I just feel like I'm really, really affected by my period. I really feel it like when I'm ovulating in a really good way. And then like the week before, I'm like total PMS. So I got into, I've started reading up loads, you know, on cycle syncing.
Right. So what is that? Because I thought that was when you and your friends had the same period.
Cycle syncing?
Yeah.
No, cycle syncing is basically being in sync with your cycle. From like the moment
I grasped that bit.
No, but I was going to say, so being in sync with your cycle.
I was like, what's cycle syncing? You're like, so basically you sync your cycle.
Yeah, from day one to day 32 that you sync literally from day one to day 32. And there's three phases of your cycle. Did you know that? Four stages in your cycle.
Can I try guess them?
Yeah, go.
Is ovulation one?
Yeah.
Luteal?
Luteal, I think it's.
Oh, yeah. Your period?
Yeah, menstrual.
Oh, fair play to you. Yeah. I don't know.
And the other one is follicle. So menstrual is like obviously your period. The follicle is like the pre-egg release. So it's like getting your body ready for ovulation. Mm. Then you have your ovulation stage, which is the process of an egg release. And then you have luteal, which is post-egg release. So they're like your four phases. But it's so funny how like, you know, even in your environment around like the week before your period. Like I don't know what my period be like this week because I've had a really relaxing couple of days. And generally when you do that just before your period, your symptoms won't be as, you know, heavy. And it's so funny when I look back on like all my stressful times, my period was horrific.
Really?
Nearly every month, so heavy. I was upset. I was really hormonal. My breasts were so sore. But then I remember, you know, being away, and it's kind of like during summertime where my period would be not as bad. And I'm like,
kind of makes sense, it doesn't, because it's like your body's not under stress.
Yeah.
As much stress.
I noticed,
I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but like sometimes when I travel, mine is really bad. Did you ever get that?
I can't think of like traveling when being bad, but like I have had a period that's been bad a lot.
I remember when me and David went to New York in 2022. I could barely walk, and like I would not be like that at all.
Yeah, God.
I was like, I don't know if it was like the jet lag or like, you know what I mean? Or like traveling. Yeah. I couldn't, but I was like, something's not right.
But that was, well, it all makes sense because, you know, you're traveling, your mind is working, you're probably a little bit stressed, you're trying to get there. The jet lag, your sleep pattern is like so off, and you know how important your sleep is.
Do you think that would affect your periods?
Oh yeah, 100%. Do you actually have a period app?
Yeah, Flow.
Yeah,
I hate when I check it. I'm like, oh, I must be doing my period. I'm like, no, that's just my personality this week. Not for another 3 weeks.
I just use the health thing on the Apple.
I know, she's a mess. Flow is so, so, so good.
Is it better?
And it's like my Google Calendar. Like if you're in, really, it's going to make your life so much easier. So like,
yeah.
If I'm having a wobble of a day or
Do you key it in?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, felt X today, you know, or like you can, it's like pre-automated things, you just click them. So then if I'm like having a really bad period, sometimes I'll go back to previous months and be like, oh, well, on this day of my cycle, it was the same.
Yeah.
It's just really like, I just feel like women's health, I'm like, it's the same with sleep. Like there's such an undercurrent of health there. And I feel like a regular period for me is a sign of a healthy lifestyle for me personally, because I've had times, there was a year that I think 2011, like my period didn't come for like 10 months.
What?
Yeah.
And oh like, my God.
I got like an ultrasound, I got like a brain scan and everything. And they were like, we literally do not know
Were you just, you're obviously going through a lot.
No, I actually was grand.
Oh, were you?
Like, I was going to the gym a lot and stuff, but like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well, they do say that over, yeah. Like, if you're overdoing it in the gym, like, especially if you're losing weight or whatever, like, yeah. That does affect it. Like,
I do think that could have been what it was. And it went for like 10 months and then it came back. And after that, then I was like, this is worth its weight in gold to me to have a regular period. Like,
right,
and I think I was only like 22 then, but I was like, I take like my period regularly so serious now.
Yeah, yeah. You don't take it for granted.
No, like I think it's the sign of if you're in sync with your body.
Yeah, but and it's so funny how your body can be, like your body is so in sync with everything that's going on. So to give you an example, I'm obviously on a bit of a health kick at the moment and my period is like clockwork. When I mean it's been like clockwork for years. I know when I'm ovulating, I know when my period is coming. It's on the same day, probably in around the same time. Like that's the way it is. And I was like, I think 4 or 5 days late, and I knew it was down to me probably over exercising, probably putting myself in a calorie deficit, that my body was like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
okay.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So you do really need to be careful with things like that, because your period is so important. Like, your overall health is so important.
Yeah.
But like things like that to be like keeping an eye on and to be ensuring, like if you are missing a period, you know, take a look like what's going on,
yeah,
within your lifestyle. Also your stress, your mental health,
yeah,
can be a huge, huge thing. Anyway, so I'll get into, I found this really, really interesting. So obviously I'm really into, I think we all are, and I think we all should be, is like eating around our cycle and then like what exercise we should be doing around our cycle, because yeah, to be honest, until I got into this, I've been doing it completely wrong.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I'm like, educate me here, because I have no idea.
Okay, so for the likes of your period, when you're going into your menstrual cycle, so you're not pregnant and you have your period, like rest is key. Like, you should be not like on bed rest, but like you should focus on like really soft movements, like yoga,
yeah,
meditative walks, like out in nature, really, really slow, and just like really minding yourself. And then during this phase, your estrogen is on a bit of a rise. So you should drink like soothing tea, chamomile, and avoid alcohol and caffeine and like any sort of salty foods. So like,
oh,
yeah, like it's like really, really important, which made me think like, I never think to do that around my period. Like, if I'm in my period, I could be going out on a night out, where you should be really, you know, minding yourself and, you know, not drinking alcohol and doing these things, because your body is like, your body's a temple.
Thanks.
It can be really affected by it.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really going to implement this into the next like couple of months for me, because I really actually just want to get on top of, you know, my period. And then they also say, when you're stressed and your hormones are affected, like, you find it harder to, like, you know, lose weight. If, you know, a weight goal you had wasn't being met, like, it's all very, very affected around your hormones and how.
Wow.
Yeah. So then you have your follicular phase, which is the pre-egg release. So this is actually where, and if this is just before your ovulation phase, where if you can, you will be like more focused in work, your concentration will be, you'll start to feel more creative. So in those weeks, if you can, they say like, if you want to present a presentation and work, it should be in like these days.
Yes.
That you're feeling more creative, you're feeling more energized and focused. And they say like, keep exercise to like, you know, hiking, you know, like work up a sweat, get the endorphins going, because they'll really, your hormones will really meet at the endorphin levels and kind of come together in harmony. And then what you should be eating, incorporate foods that will metabolize your estrogen. So focus on, you know, like fermented foods, broccoli, sprouts, cabbage, kimchi, sauerkraut. Actually, sauerkraut and all kimchi be really good for your tummy, Nessa.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's like fermented foods are really, really good for the gut, because they've so much like good bacteria in them. So they replace all the good bacteria you need in your gut. No, it's actually, you can actually get lovely like flavored ones, and you can just have them in your
salad. I've never had kimchi either. And I'll be completely honest, I still haven't a breeze what kombucha is.
Kombucha?
Yeah.
It's just like fermented tea, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, fermented tea. Mm. And then it's like, get a fizzy, which I like.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like your menstrual, and then you have your follicular, and then you have like your ovulation stage, where you are kind of like at your highest. I don't know if you've, I always feel amazing. You're meant to feel like a little goddess when you're ovulating. I kind of do. I feel like my skin is kind of good, like my libido, depending how I'm feeling, and if my fella isn't annoying me, would be high. That fella, I don't know, too long distance with.
Yeah, they can't be arsed.
They can't be arsed with. So your libido can be high and like you're feeling like your most creative self, and this is where you should be really prioritizing like your strength training, really things that you can like really push yourself in.
Yeah.
This is where you should be really aiming for like maximizing your potential. So like really good high intensity workouts and just really going for it. Like I think if you were to even like plan, if you were doing a half marathon, you'd love to be doing it, or a full marathon, you'd love to be doing it around your ovulation stage, because, you know, I think you'd probably get to see good results because your cycle is, you know, tuned with where you are.
Like what you're saying all there is after like sparking something that somebody told me before. I'm not sure if you've heard it, kind of, it basically backs up what you're saying there. And it's like your period stages or your phases are also four seasons. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
So it's like follicular is spring. It's kind of like what you were saying there. And it's like outward focus. If you've got something that you need to plan or whatever, you should do it there. And then ovulating is summer. Like what you're saying, you're like fucking thriving.
Let's go, ready to go. Yeah.
And then luteal is autumn.
Yeah.
Or that, you're a bit like, you know, a little bit kind of waning yourself, you're minding yourself a little bit. Apparently if you have to like do an assignment or something like that, or edit something, apparently your luteal phase is really good to do that.
Oh, really?
And then menstrual is winter.
Oh, yeah.
No, babe. No shock there.
You need to be in hibernation on, or they say, but then some people say that it depends on like your environment. So the likes of people who like live in like warmer countries, like I was actually listening to a podcast and this doctor said that she lived in Italy for a summer, and when she had her period, she never felt better, but it was due to her environment, because she kind of went out on stress leave with work. She worked in a really high corporate job and she had terrible periods. And then she moved to the likes of like, she moved to Italy, and it was like the culture, everything was like more relaxed. And she was just like, my period didn't bother me as much. It was like,
yeah, but that's definitely because of her headspace, I'd say.
Yeah, but like, but it's so good to know, like, but it's just like, it made me think about penny drop for me, how bad my periods used to be.
Yeah,
they're still a little bit bad, but there were some times where I was keeled over in pain and I'd go through a super plus bloody tampon, a pad, and my period pants. Like it was,
Jesus.
I was like hemorrhaging, which wasn't good. So yeah, like it's really, it really is the environment you put yourself in, isn't it? Like in your body, like your body's a temple, and it's so annoying, right? Like we have a 28-day hormone cycle. Men have 24 hours. 24 hours.
It's a cycle.
Yeah, 24-hour cycle. Like it's just 24 hours.
What happens there?
So the testosterone levels rise and peak from around 8 o'clock in the morning, and then from then the testosterone slowly decreases, reaching its lowest point between 7 and 9 in the evening. The cycle repeats every 24 hours. We have 28 days of.
Does that not mean they have one every day? I'm not giving them sympathy, but does that not mean they have a daily cycle if it's every 24 hours?
Not as like what we go.
No,
like we're like forming a little, like we're basically preparing ourselves to have a baby every month. If your cycle
we're
is,
either
is
coming way off our period or waiting for it to come, and it's just rinse repeat for the rest, well, not for the rest of our lives.
It's just like, and that's why I want to be more intuitive with the whole cycle syncing, because I actually remember going to like a holistic doctor before, and she was like, you need to be eating, you know, magnesium rich foods, or and she was also huge on talking about, you know, seeds like pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, and eating them around your period.
It's all so, so, so tiring and overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, do you not find that ever? I know you're probably better at than me, but like when I hear all that stuff, I find it's like I'm drowning in it sometimes.
Yeah. That no, I agree.
Everything, I feel like everything we do has a condition, do you know?
Yeah. But I just feel like I'm sick of not being in tune with my body, and I wish I could be doing more. Like, I really only got read into cycle syncing and the likes of like R&R in around your period, or like, you know, what you should be doing and what you should be eating, rather than doing the complete opposite, because your body won't work in harmony then with this.
Yeah.
And I want my body to work in harmony, especially when I'm like 32 now and I really just want to be more aware of my body and like looking after it more. Like I feel like I just go into it every month and be like, fuck it.
You're apparently supposed to eat a bit more on your period. Like you burn like an extra 300 calories a day.
I have no idea. Yeah.
So like if you are, because you know, like a lot of people would be more hungry. I find I'm super hungry the week before my period.
Yeah.
But then
when
it comes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, apparently like you can eat, well, obviously you can eat more any day, but like your body actually needs that because it's like working overtime.
Yeah, they say to eat like in like your period, like to really eat magnesium rich foods because it's like to help fight fatigue, and like dark chocolate, spinach, and like pumpkin sweets are a huge thing as well. Yeah, like
go to the gym when you have your period.
Like it's so funny. I used to I would go to the gym, but I actually remember I don't run anymore when I have my period because I was told by someone that basically your womb sits, which makes sense. Like, do you ever notice like you may need to go to the toilet more when you're on your period or just before?
Possibly.
Like I do. Like yeah. I'm farty McFarter just before my period, and I was told that my womb sits more on my bowels than it would on my kidneys or whatever. So I would be quite, you know, farty in that sense. So that's how you know when your period is coming. If you see a difference, you might want to wee more, you might want to shit more, whatever it might be. But I was told not to run on your period because your womb is sitting quite low. So when you're running and pounding the pavements, it isn't very good for.
When are you going to just realise that running is dangerous and bad?
Well, no, I still love running. My ankle is still not great. I'm so devo. Can't do the half marathon, but they do have a 10K. I think I'm going to do that if I see how my foot goes.
Yeah, but like, don't do it at the moment. That's just silly.
No. But yeah, basically alcohol is the devil when it comes to, you know, everything. But I won't listen to that. So I totally strike that off my list.
Are you going completely back on your bullshit? Like, zero's gone?
Oh, no. I'm from next week after the 23rd, I'm off it until May again. I'm doing the 30-day hard again. Woo-woo.
Good woman.
Yeah. So that's really it. So basically, I just have been so invested with my period and how my body works. And I just found that, do you not find that so interesting?
Yeah, I really do. Like, but like also kind of overwhelming as well.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It is. I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do this for myself, and I'll probably share it on Instagram as well. I'm going to get like the main points, what exercise, what food, and like get it into like bullet points.
Yeah.
And I might share it for myself and share it for people so they can be like, okay, this is what I could be doing.
Yeah.
And it gives it like a little ballpark.
That'd be a good idea, yeah.
And yeah. So
there you go.
We're cycle sisters. Let's cycle sync together, baby.
Forever. Okay, so we have time for one more listener question, and thank you so much as always for sending them in. Okay, hi girls. I broke up with my ex a year ago after I found out he'd been cheating on me with a few different girls.
Ugh.
He's now gotten with another girl who I actually know from a yoga class, and she seems like a lovely girl, and she knows I used to go out with him, but I don't think she knows why we broke up. Should I keep this to myself, or does she deserve to have a bit of a warning?
Ooh.
In my olden era, like when I was younger, I would have been like, tell her. But like now it's kind of like, oh, it's not your circus, not your monkeys, not your problem.
Yeah, it's like you just know her from a yoga class. I feel like you don't know how she would receive that. Like it could backfire on you. Do you know, it's like, why are you telling me this? Like we're in a relationship now. Like the ex coming in being like, oh, he's.
Mm.
But then do you want to give her a heads up, like as a girl's girl?
I feel like people need to like learn these lessons. They're kind of
themselves.
They have to walk that road themselves sometimes, don't they? And
yeah,
I would imagine your man would probably do the same thing.
Yeah, well, you hope he wouldn't, but it's such a tough one because like I'd be, and I know you would be too, like I'd be a girl's girl and I'd be like, listen, I want to give you a heads up. But like it's funny, I remember like my ex cheated on me and there was a girl that he kind of got with at the time that I just kind of would have known, and I would have loved to have told her, oh, that's what he's like. But I just didn't. I was like, we just didn't know each other that well. I just didn't think we had that rapport for me. And then I thought I would have been coming across as being like, oh, look at this ex coming back to tell me.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I don't think she's doing it for the right reasons. She's kind of doing it for the wrong reasons, even though I would have been doing it for the right reasons. But then I was like, I don't really have that rapport with that girl. So I'm just going to leave them at it.
Yeah. Like, and you kind of need to protect your energy too. Like, if you're moving on with your own life, let them off. Unless like the girl asked you.
Yeah.
If somebody asked me, I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, I'll tell you, but I wouldn't bother.
No,
what's
I would.
Point? If you're not
Stay
with him anymore,
circle.
Just mind yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
Like, even though the girl's a nice girl and everything, like, thrown.
Yeah, and I also feel like that could, like, even though you don't really know, like, that could trigger you. Like, do you know?
Yeah, he could be in her ear then being like, she's a psycho.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Oh,
and then that,
God,
then your
works.
Yoga class is going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, totally.
So I just think in those situations, be like, not in a selfish way, but like, what's the best outcome for me here? And it's probably just protecting your energy.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I wouldn't bother. Okay, that is the end of this week's episode of Unveiled. Niamh, I learned loads off you there.
To be honest, I've really done a deep dive into that whole menstrual cycle thing. Because I tell you, I feel I'm a slave every month to what's going on with my body, and I'm never in tune with it, and I'd love to be more in tune.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like I need to give myself a chance. I want my moods to be better. I want to know when, you know, even like from like a social setting, they say like the week before your period, protect your energy, like don't, you know, don't be socialized and listen to it. And then sometimes I'll really remember, for an example, you said you went to the gym a couple of weeks ago and you kind of regretted, like you still didn't feel better after it. Like they say, like that's the time, like you could be in your phase of your period. Like sometimes I go to the gym and I'm like, I just push myself to go and I still don't feel great after. It's like those days of windows that you should be like, you know what, I won't go because this is my window where I'm not, I don't feel like social, I don't feel like going to places, even though they say push yourself.
Yeah.
But you need to be in tune with your hormones and your cycle to protect that part, and then you won't feel all worked up and frustrated.
Yeah,
that's definitely where I want to get.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's probably going to be a long road, but I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, bring us along, let us know how you're going.
I will.
And if it's worth it, we'll do it. You're our guinea pig.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week in your ears, and we love the bones, you all.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. This episode was proudly sponsored by 888 Casino. Dive into 888 Casino. It's made to play.
Bye-bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.